Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. Preface to the New Edition. The first edition of this book appeared in 1946. 8 translations were made of it, and there were numerous paperback editions. In a paperback of 1961, a new chapter was added on rent control, which had not been specifically considered in the first edition, apart from government price fixing in general. A few statistics and illustrative references were brought up to date. Otherwise, no changes were made until now. The chief reason was that they were not thought necessary. My book was written to emphasize general economic principles and the penalties of ignoring them, not the harm done by any specific piece of legislation. While my illustrations were based mainly on American experience, the kind of government interventions I deplored had become so internationalized that I seemed to many foreign readers to be particularly describing the economic policies of their own countries. Nevertheless, the passage of 32 years now seems to me to call for extensive revision. In addition to bringing all illustrations and statistics up to date, I have written an entirely new chapter on rent control. The 1961 discussion now seems inadequate. And I have added a new final chapter, The Lesson After 30 Years, to show why that lesson is today more desperately needed than ever. H.H. Wilton, Connecticut, June 1978. Preface to the First Edition. This book is an analysis of economic fallacies that are, at last, so prevalent that they have almost become a new orthodoxy. The one thing that has prevented this has been their own self-contradictions, which have scattered those who accept the same premises into 100 different schools, for the simple reason that it is impossible in matters touching practical life to be consistently wrong. But the difference between one new school and another is merely that one group wakes up earlier than another to the absurdities to which its false premises are driving it, and becomes at that moment inconsistent by either unwittingly abandoning its false premises or accepting conclusions from them less disturbing or fantastic than those that logic would demand. There is not a major government in the world at this moment, however, whose economic policies are not influenced, if they are not almost wholly determined, by acceptance of some of these fallacies. Perhaps the shortest and surest way to an understanding of economics is through a dissection of such errors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?